This morning I cast my vote in the 2021 local government elections at Northwood Boys High School in Durban North, as I've done since I was first eligible to vote many, many years ago. It was incredibly heartening to see so many people out in the queue at the voting station and people in such high spirits. Everyone I spoke to there was in agreement that the only way we could save and protect our country was through the ballot box. Of all the mechanisms of participation and accountability provided in our democracy, this once in 5 years event is the one that really, really counts. There was also a sense of urgency and belief that this year's election could be a watershed moment, not only in Etiqueni, where I was voting, but also across the country, where the ANC is possibly going to be able to be bought under 50%, but only if opposition voters come out in big numbers and ensure this is the case. I really want to urge every South African who's eligible to vote today and has not yet done so to put on your shoes, grab your ID and your mask, your raincoat, your umbrella where necessary, and to head on down to your voting station right away. We cannot waste this momentum. Our country is ready to break with the decades of corruption, mismanagement and failure and set a course for a new and better future. But citizens have to choose that future for themselves. To do so, you also need to be smart with your vote today. With so many conflicting appeals from so many different parties, it is crucial that voters are able to see clearly what is at stake here and what these elections are about. It's not about ideology or race or culture or a distant struggle history. A local government election is about one thing and one thing only: getting things done. It's about managing your town or city so that services are delivered, infrastructure is maintained, and every cent of public money is looked after. Everything else is a distraction. It's about realizing that by Wednesday, when the votes are all tallied, you will either wake up in a DA-run municipality or an ANC-run municipality. It's about looking critically at what the average DA-run municipality looks like and what the average ANC-run municipality looks like. And it's about knowing that every single vote that doesn't go towards securing a DA majority will only strengthen the ANC's claim in that municipality. So get out there and vote smart, South Africa. We have to use this chance today to defeat the ANC and cut them out of our towns and cities. But it will only happen if enough people get behind the only party that can get things done and the only party that can and will defeat them. And that party is the DA.